Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back. Apparently, I'm just me because Poodle said to be here promptly at noon to start the show. I'm sitting here. It's actually 12:30 at this point. I don't know why he said be here promptly. Don't be late, because I normally am. What is that? Hold on. What?
Right down here, boys.
What? Poodle, what? Why?
What?
Why are there all these shirtless men with you?
This is my squad. This is my Colombian squad.
Oh, that's the Colombian flag on the side of that helicopter.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell them goodbye.
Red, blue, and yellow forever. Adios, muchachos. Hasta luego, Paco. You too, Luis. Jose, I think I'll miss you the most of all. And your big old dick. Anyway, I'm back. We're back. We're back from vacation, y'all.
This is reality gay.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is reality, gays.
We're back.
We're back. Poodle's back from Colombia.
I'm back from Colombia.
Colombia. Are we recording? Okay, we are.
I still feel like I'm a little bit... I'm trying to get adjusted again. When you talk, I can't hear myself.
Which is your least favorite thing.
We're back!
We're back in person.
Maddie got a new face.
I did. I didn't really. More of a new neck, but yes. It's still healing. You'll see some video in August.
As I said before, it does look good. Some people were, Mary Payne was telling me not to be mean. I did say it looked slightly, you looked a little like Gimli from Lord of the Rings with prosthetics and swelling.
Here's the deal, though. I'm really glad. I'm super happy the way everything went. And
you didn't die on the table, which means...
That
I wasn't
was my
able
mother's
to,
biggest fear.
I wasn't able to take the podcast in the direction I wanted to, but...
see how long that would go.
All...
Crash and burn. Y'all, in
all
a year,
Victorian fashion.
Bull. In a year, it would just be him getting fucked on the air. You'd have to hear it.
It'd be so quick to turn to it. Yeah, like, the
dirty.
The first podcast that's OnlyFans.
Yeah. It would just be filthy.
The first where it's just like me getting banged on air.
Yes, yes.
No editing.
No. No, because Christina would quit.
She's been gone a long time. Yeah. I'd yell at her for making my climax not sound theatrical enough.
You would. And she would become way thin from just vomiting.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Anyway, I am fine, and people keep asking, are you going to do a reveal? No, I'm just going to let my face heal, take my time, and then we'll do...
You've been trying to show me pictures, and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to look.
You're disgusted about all the healing process. I love it.
I'm...
Mary Payne and I've been texting. Mary
don't,
Payne when I was texting every day.
I think plastic surgery and the looks of it, it's hard for me to look at. I know a lot of people are very interested in it.
But I like pimple popper and all that
nope,
shit.
Nope, not me.
I love all that. Special shout out to Sissy Molina, who we talked a lot and knows a lot about this. She kind of helped guide me through this process.
Like your Sherpa?
Kind of, yeah. And my mother hit on the doctor, Dr. Rushtayan. That's how you say his name. He's cute.
Ooh. That's classy.
My mother now wants me to date a Jewish doctor.
Okay.
That's what I heard for a week.
Well, I would say aim older. Think 60s. You're mid-40s now. Trophy, yeah. Trust me, take it from someone who knows. You need to go, if you're trying to be a trophy, you got to go at least 20 to 25 years older. It's better for 30.
Better for 30.
Yeah.
And you can't teach at college, too, because there's all those young ones that'll get them.
Yeah, that
they
was me.
They got to be retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Anyway, I'm back from Colombia. I survived.
Trip? You did survive.
I'll do a quick Colombia corner.
Didn't really wear a sunblock, but you know what? That's fine.
One day.
I'm happy.
Where's Timmy?
I'm happy to look younger than you.
Where's Timmy?
God, but when you say no plastic surgery, and then one day when you turn 60, you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to call me and go, help!
I've told you, I said this on the UK podcast, I want affordable plastic surgery. And by that, I mean cheap. I want to do #Bodrin. #Bodrin. Like
Darcy
and Stacey did.
But you traveled all over that state or country.
I did. It was a wonderful mother poodle. I think I said this on when I was shouldering the whole podcast by myself last week. Oh, by the way, here's a card from you. Heart card for you from the person I'm seeing. We should probably look at this later. It feels a little weird. He brought you a card.
Mary Payne tell you Mary Payne got me flowers, but off of his suggestion, and they were beautiful.
Yeah, he brought me some in there.
Oh, they're really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, he's nice.
You didn't kill him in Colombia.
Not for lack of trying. Well, I did mention we haven't really done anything dangerous.
You want to go zip line on that yeah, rickety staircase over
there's
there?
There's a lagoon near Cartagena that's shark infested, I hear. Mm. We can get in one of those cages with a rusty lock.
Boy.
And he said, but you're not on anything, so we're not really committed anywhere, so murdering me won't do you any good. I'm like, that's fair, but I was going to do it for the fun of it.
For the fun of it.
But now that you made it not cool anymore...
And you won't get anything from a will.
Exactly. I had a wonderful time. The one thing I can say about Colombia is it is beautiful. The people are lovely.
Beautiful as it looks on 90
Day. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. The people are lovely and very, very hospitable. They want to tell you all about the country and tell you about the great things that are happening. Everyone's got something to share about where you should go. And it also has the most beautiful men.
How'd that work out for you?
Have you ever heard the expression? I mentioned this, bringing sand to the beach.
Oh, yes.
So when you're dating someone, don't go to Colombia, especially if you're gay, because your apps blow the fuck up. Like, my phone was overheating one day. My phone just went, I can't take it anymore, boss. I can't take it.
Too much dick. Too much dick.
And everyone's got an album to share, and they just throw it at you.
With just giganto, like They look like Gonzo's nose, just huge dicks.
But less comical and more threatening, strangely.
And less curvy.
Yes. But everyone had a perfect penis.
Oh, yes.
Everyone, like even like a little twink would say, "Hey, hola, what's going on?" In the album, "I like Pokemon." Dick!
Huge dick.
Huge cock!
I like Pokemon. Dick.
I'm going to poke you with this mon. Anyway, it was wonderful. It was extremely... Because let's just say myself and my companion, we're not at that point where we are comfortable inviting a stranger into our bed together.
Wow. Okay.
And
getting up close and personal with
so,
dudes.
But we freely looked at it. He actually did much better. He got like over 1,000 notifications.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, they're going to take it. They want to be a rich daddy, 90 Day Fiance. One actually said, "My goal is matrimony." There's also a lot of...
One of my favorite Colombian porn stars has told me he loves me. I know not to believe
after
it.
You paid for his OnlyFans. In Cartagena especially, there were a lot of... We talk about it all the time, sex tourism. Colombia is a place for that. And especially for men on these apps. And so you can tell a lot of men, when they see an American, they go right for it. And some would say massage, you know, things like that. So there's, and then a lot of people saying, "I am not a prostitute. I am not a sex worker." So a lot of times they had to say that. That was mostly in Cartagena. But before we went to Cartagena, there was Mexico City, and I got some flack. People saying Mexico City is gorgeous. I didn't say it wasn't. It was wonderful. I just said you can't get across the fucking city because of the fucking traffic.
It's very trafficky. It's like beyond.
I loved everything I ate there. I loved everything I saw there. But you can't do anything.
You're also there. You weren't there very long.
2.5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was lovely. And Cartagena was wonderful. It was tropical. I melted like a hothouse flower.
Yeah.
One day we went out to the Rosario Islands and took a day trip. And it was so hot that I kept running, the sunscreen kept running off of my face because I was sweating it off. And I was in the sun. That was when you saw me on the social media post that was me listening to the guy play Happy Birthday in Spanish. And he mm-hmm. kept doing it over and over and over again. And finally, my travel companion started to film me. And I said, "No, you can keep doing this. We'll put this on socials."
I will say you're not red anymore.
No, it's gone. I now look like I have a healthy glow. Stop it.
It's glowy.
I feel like that's like when Trixie and Katya, Trixie will say something. Katya goes, "Yeah." Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to break both your legs." There was one thing. Have you ever seen it where Trixie goes, "You know how like that person, there's that person who you just want to say, you think you're a singer and you're in the music industry and you think you're never going to make it. No one will tell them." And Katya goes, "Yeah. Yeah." Trixie's like, "Oh, I hate you."
They're so great.
We need to interview them. I'm saying it now.
We're way too small for them.
I'm dreaming big. I'm choosing to
big.
Think.
Hashtag do it
I'm
big.
I'm choosing to do it big and manifest.
Hashtag manifest.
I won't have you. I won't have you minimizing my dreams anymore. That's what Columbia taught me.
Good.
Anyway, Cartagena was wonderful. It was really, really fucking hot. It was cool seeing the wall. We had some great food, very Caribbean influenced.
The wall, the Berlin Wall?
Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
What wall?
The old wall, the old city. It was a wall because it was like a fort because people attacked them.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know if you know this, but Spain has kind of a colonial history there.
A little bit.
Anyway.
A little bit.
So then we went to Medellin, which was my favorite, which I want to go back to.
That's where I wanted to go. Like,
that's where I DM'd Gabe and I said a couple days ago, I'm like, "Hey,
yeah, I was going to ask that.
Do you want to meet me in Colombia?"
How did that go?
They were wonderful. We met them at Bar Chiquita. We've not talked about nothing.
I waited it for y'all.
We met at Bar Chiquita, that where Isabel went with her gay friends and gay basically. Before she met me, she was here like every weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, she's fruit fly.
Oh.
Anyway, they were lovely. Gabe was all kind of like, I just had a hair transplant, so I'm feeling kind of weird. But
is he hot in person? Is he isn't? He's hot to me.
He is very short. Tiny.
Yeah.
I will say this: he's got a lot of charisma. He's a lot of fun to hang out with, and he is you get it, and I get why Isabel is so into him, because he is such a bright light of a person. And we talked about a lot of things. They were more than willing to share production stuff with me. I'm like, look, I don't want to know any of this. This will get us in trouble. I don't want to know.
So you can tell me that after the show.
Yeah, they were more than willing.
So was Isabel just as lovely as she is in person?
Gorgeous. So warm. Sweetheart of 90 Day Fiancé. She still doesn't speak any English.
Why should she?
That's true. My companion spoke better Spanish than me. Although I was able by the end, I was able to like order in a restaurant, order kind of anything. I was able to say certain things. Spanish is aside from the grammar, it's a pretty easy language to pick up. Mm. But so many people spoke English where we were. But so if I had a problem, but we actually got along pretty well in Spanish.
Good.
And Isabel was absolutely lovely. That bar could not make a martini to save their life. So I just got, they make good margaritas though. So
well, that'll do it.
And we kind of got ripped. We had a dinner reservation and they were 40 minutes late. So
that's okay.
But Gabe even said, my wife's always late. So we had to go. So we only were for like an hour and 15 minutes. They were lovely. They're like, you should stay longer. We'll go hang out. It's Pride this weekend. I'm like, we're going to Bogota. And like everyone, they're like, why are you going to Bogota? Anyway, that's what everyone said. Mm. But Medellin was great. We saw Comuna 13, which was like the worst kind of terrible neighborhood. And they've now made it like a graffiti thing, an arts district. And they've turned, now it's like one of the biggest tourism places in Colombia. Mm. And it's just, it's an amazing story of how they, and the people who do the guides there grew up there. Mm. It was my favorite thing I did when I was there.
My mother was worried the whole time she was here.
And then we did Huatapé and saw the Peñol stone. And it was a great day trip. And it was wonderful. I ate a lot of empanadas and arepas.
And you don't look like you gained weight.
I walked a lot. We hiked a lot. And then went to Bogota. I will say, I liked Bogota. I don't know if I need to go back because it felt like a European city kind of mixed with New York. Mm. It was also rained the entire time we were there.
Oh.
So... it was, but it was fun. The gold museum was incredible that we saw, kind of like the colonial history of gold and how humanity kind of, how we see ourselves in making metals and metallurgy. Mm. And it was great. It was a wonderful trip. Got back and started podcasting.
Did you feel like you had a vacation?
No.
You did?
I was exhausted.
Because it was a go here,
it was
go
a
here,
go, 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 go. I loved it. Was I exhausted? Yes.
Do you need to go read a book on an island for like 5 days?
Yeah, that's what I kind of need.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm still tired. I think the next adventure vacation I take, I will find like, I'll find a rest day between all of them.
I'll do that.
Anyway. So that's my Colombian corner.
I'm proud for you.
Colombia.
I did not see Jimena. No. I did ask Isabel and Gabe if they'd seen her, and Gabe's like, no, she just, what does Isabel, she's like, she doesn't want to see her. and Isabel's like, in Spanish, I don't think I want to know her.
They don't want to know a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think she took well to Jimena. Anyway, or her Sicario boyfriend with...
No.
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 But it was a wonderful place. I can't wait to go back, which I'll probably go... I'll probably go to Medellin, and everyone says that Barranquilla, where Carlos is from, is lovely. And Cali, where Juan is from, was nice.
It's nice. All right.
Yeah. Lot of Colombians on 90 Day Fiancé.
It's on my go-to to go.
It's wonderful. Highly recommended, y'all. Everything's pretty affordable as well. Yeah. So I highly recommend it.
Well,
now we got to talk about this.
Traveling the world and I beat death.
Now it's time for announcements.
No, well, we'll go through these quickly, but there is very, y'all, we do a lot of collabs. But I got to say, sometimes they just, they hit in a different way. And that's our interview with our friend Emily Sussman. She Pivots. It's airing on July 19th. Again, the podcast is called She Pivots. And so they're kind of starting to do He Pivots. And it was talking a lot of...
Or They Pivot.
It's just... I mean, to give you a perspective, Emily has interviewed the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah.
Emily has interviewed, like, really successful women.
Yeah.
Crazy successful women. And then there's us.
Then there's these two gay minstrels.
We know her from, we taught at summer camp together years ago. She is a wonderful, like, she is a beautiful collector of really good people in her life because she's such a good person and we had a great time.
Emily is one of those people who you can have a great time with, but you can also have a really in-depth political discussion with. She's very comfortable
in
her own skin.
And talk about reality TV and have a beer because she's down to earth. Yeah.
Great person.
So listen to that.
She Pivots. I just also want to give a big thank you and shout out to every podcast who
helped me. I was going to do that.
I wasn't hearing anything.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish talking about Colombia.
Colombia. I want to thank Bloody Day Fiancé, Michelle.
Of course, I messaged them all individually.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You've been checked the fuck out.
No, I messaged Michelle. I messaged Mary Payne.
Well, that's the least you could do.
Yeah, we'll see.
How brave.
We'll see when you're a fella wants to take you somewhere in the middle of a show season. And
you know what? I'm too dedicated for that.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm finally taking a vacation after 3 years in November. I'm out. Ciao.
You've taken a vacation.
When?
Oh, maybe you haven't. I don't know. I'm calling this surgery your vacation.
Sure.
Anyway, as I was saying,
yes.
Thank you to Michelle and Robin from Blighted Fiancé, Mary Payne from Pink Shade, Dylan and Pat from Another Below Deck Podcast. God, we had so much fun.
Kim and Kyle,
and
DocuSweeties.
And DocuSweeties.
Yeah, Chris and Law.
Yeah. If you can find all of those collabs, if you haven't listened, those are all on the free feed, I believe. Actually, the only one that's not is me with Kim talking about you, me, and my ex. Producer, protect me!
I did watch that.
The whole show was a complete snooze fest except for that sip and see.
That was a good... I'm like, you earned a third season with that.
Do people in Oklahoma have sip and sees?
Until recently.
Okay, for me in South Carolina, that was a big thing.
I'd rather go to that than a baby shower.
That's why people do them now. But sip and sees were a thing all the way growing up.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's very Jewish. Wait till after the baby's born, then do something.
It kind of is.
I like it.
I don't think that they would acknowledge that.
What are you talking about?
Jewish.
They don't love Jesus like I do. That's what they say.
But yeah, so I want to thank everyone. Also, y'all, we got tons of new shows. Oh, big, huge news.
Oh, God.
The Sister Wives new season trailer is out. It's in August. We will not be covering the whole show. It will be offered as a Bicurious for August. I have a feeling it's probably just going to win now.
I feel like you'll be angry if it doesn't.
You know, I like to let the will of the people reflect the view of our listenership.
I said that, though, and it looked like lightning flashed across your face really quickly.
No, I'm not like you. I don't taint the pool.
You just pee in it.
Maybe. I gained so much strength from Janelle telling Cody, fuck you. It is because y'all, I think Surviving Sister Wives was right. They predicted Janelle would leave. And it looks like that's what's happening. And Robin's never going to get her sister wife dream of growing old on the porch. Oh, well.
I don't feel bad for him.
So that's there, y'all. NIDA UK is here. It's wonderful.
It's very good.
We've got a rapper from Colombia.
I love you, chicken. We have three episodes that drop. I haven't watched two and three yet, but one was wonderful. Have you?
And I've only watched one.
Okay.
We have a trans person dating a guy from Turkey. And
we have Katie and Alejandro that are coming
back. Katie and Alejandro.
It's her family in Mexico, I believe.
And it looks like a bunch of messes the rest of the time.
Oh, yeah.
We're very excited. Love During Lockup is coming this week, is finally returning. It's almost like we took a break, and then everyone says, you know that transitional time that you have to come back to it? No!
No, no. So it's coming. You're going to get it on the public feed this week because you can try before you buy, and then it'll jump to RG+.
Yeah. One other thing. This is kind of been weighing on our hearts, y'all. We've been covering Below Deck for 2 years.
Yeah, I think so.
I love the show. I got you into the show. You love the show. What happened this season, and I don't know if it was because of Scandoval or anything, is they started dropping two episodes back to back on Monday nights. This sucks for us because it means that not just is it time to record more things, but it's additionally another hour up that we just don't have in our week because we have 3 90-day iterations right now running at the same time, which I don't know if we've ever had before.
Never. We've never had that.
We've
had two on public, and we had one, I think like a single life on Discovery Plus.
Oh, yeah.
But never, though, but it was different. We kind of took our time with consensus screener. But yeah.
So what we're going to do is we are going to sit out. It was a tough decision because I love Below Deck Down Under. I love Aisha. I love Captain Jason. We're going to sit this season out.
We just don't have the...
We don't have the power to captain. Also, because they are running these episodes back to back. And that's an additional two episodes per week.
We're not saying that we're dropping the franchise altogether. We're just saying we're just sitting this out, and
it's going to be hard for me when Big Sand comes back.
But if they still do the back-to-back thing, that's going to be difficult for us.
I've heard through a very reliable source that it's not going to be that way.
Let's hope so.
When Below Deck Med and Big Sand come back.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
So, but we are finishing up Sailing Out, but Badoo is just going to be on...
Yeah,
it'll be, you know, we're saying listen to another Below Deck podcast.
Oh, there are so many. There's another Below Deck podcast.
Talk about Below Deck. What does she talk about? She talks about Bravo.
Bravo and Housewives and Seeking Sister Wife.
I know Crappens, Ronnie and Ben did Sailing Yacht. I don't know if they're doing.
I don't know if they're doing Below Deck.
So you can check in with them and see.
Down Under. I don't know if they're doing. They're finishing Sailing Yacht. They're kind of pissed off like we are, and so are Pat and Dylan. They're like, it's brutal.
It's brutal. It's a lot.
Yeah. So we understand you might be disappointed, but there's plenty of another Below Deck podcast. I had so much fun with them. They're always a good time. We got there, and they're not even squeamish when I was talking about the ins and outs of the thruple and gay sex.
I was going, what, did you say something uncomfortable and hit on any of them?
No, why would I do that?
Because I haven't listened to the episodes because I don't want to.
Then Dylan just showed me his dick.
Great.
Anyway, but so that's that announcement. We're almost done. I promise y'all.
I want to just do a quick shout out. We just want to, and I'll mention this a little bit some on other shows this week, but y'all, I'm a SAG member. So we, and like Kyle posted about.
And this is a SAG podcast.
And this is a SAG. You know, a lot of people don't know that SAG actually has just started doing, mm-hmm. we're kind of the introductory format of this. And so we're a SAG podcast. That means, though, we are under a different contract than what they're striking
right.
about. They're striking about theatrical television. That doesn't affect us, so we can still keep going.
We're self-production.
Uh-huh. I can still go do my commercial auditions. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, one of the best videos I actually saw out there, a lot of people were thinking, okay, these famous celebrities are striking, but actually Luke Cook from Chilling
Adventures
with Sabrina.
That was a great video.
And I posted it to my social. I did it on a story, but I should post it to the feed. But he actually broke down and literally talked about what he got paid. And he talked about basically made the point of, you know, he's not the number one or two person on the call sheet. He's not an A-list actor, but he is the person right under that.
He's been a guest star consistently through probably three or four shows.
Yes. And what, you know, I haven't gotten lucky enough to achieve that status yet, but I have friends, we both have friends that have done that kind of work.
Yeah.
And when you do that kind of work, used to back in the 80s, even 90s, you
could make a career.
You can make a career.
Because of residuals.
$200,000? No, but you were probably making like, you know, 60, 70 grand in the 90s being an actor. That is not the case anymore.
And some of these people have families to support.
Exactly.
And
so that's
also
what this is about.
Because of streaming, a lot of streaming networks, mostly Netflix, will not tell you how many views they've had. So residuals becomes a non-issue for a lot of people.
Fucked me over in commercial because I had a big commercial that aired all during the March Madness years ago. And it would, and that's when Hulu started having live TV. And I would get a residual when it aired on TNT on your television box.
Right.
But when you watch TNT through Hulu, I got nothing.
What humiliating thing did you have to do for that?
That's the one of my underwear.
Oh.
The director from Hidden
Figures.
Was
it worth it?
It was.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Song Finch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
But, and probably, you know, I would have... You know, I did very well commercially for a while, but I still never could live off of what.
Yeah.
And you could do those things.
It does piss me off where I see some on social media, actors who are making plenty of money crying about that. It's not that at all. I know plenty of people. One of my friends is a character actor similar to what Luke Cook is doing, but he's one of those people who you say who's in, like, he's had a whole career of being, that guy. And he said, I could make in the 90s, I could hit six figures with what I,
which is a lot of money, yeah, but livable in California.
And he said, in the 2000s, I was still doing okay. And he's like, but it's now to the point where
after 2010 it changed.
After 2010, things changed where the residuals, and for streamers, so he's still working on a lot of these streamers and even some network stuff, but the deals are so bad, he's like, I'm clearing 35 or 40. And he's like, and you see me everywhere.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, you guys, this has been boiling for a long time. Not to get part of this, not to say kind of a little bit shitty things about what happened, but it was a really crap thing that SAG did sign on to about 8 years ago.
They kind of didn't know what they were signing on
exactly.
to. They, and so now we know it was like, okay, they thought it would be, and yeah. they just... It was in a bad position.
But I'm saying there were people who were saying, yeah. so it's
very...
that's what paved the way for this.
Yeah. So we... and so, yeah, it's... that's what...
We're,
a little bit
we, stand with, we stand with our union.
That is my union. So, well, you're now, yours
my
now,
union
too?
My union, too. I'm going to tell you about our June Bi-Curious. Yes, it's midway through July, and you're not going to get it till probably next week.
If you don't like all these announcements, just fast
forward. Fast forward it. Y'all, we've been off for a month.
Don't email us about it, because guess what? We don't care.
You can suck me.
No, that's disgusting. Why would you say that to people? I'm going to go shut your apartment curtains. I bet someone heard that.
We're back. I can do anything I want. Y'all, the Bi-Curious for June are these three options. The Big D. And I know what you're thinking. That's very on brand for but it's a show about people who are divorced and whether they can get back together.
Okay.
It's on USA.
Oh, USA.
It's hosted by some bachelor guy and some other woman. Okay. Then there is Swiping America.
I've heard of that.
On HBO Max with the really hot guy. Three other people. One woman and another non-binary person. But they're all going to different cities. It's very interesting. And it's on HBO Max. And then I had someone tell me about this show, and I talked about it on DocuSweeties, on our collab. It's called Secret Chef on Hulu. And it's one of those shows, cooking shows, with a lot of rules.
Uh-oh.
And the show itself makes me very angry. It's kind of like, what was that, Easy Bake Battle?
Easy Bake Bake Off or Battle Off.
Easy Bake Battle.
Jack
Although
off, whatever.
That show still pisses me off more than this one. But this show is, it's weird. Like, the contestants wake up and they're like, where are we? And it looks like they've been drugged or something. I didn't know what was going on. And then there's an animated chef hat named Chefy that tells them what they need to do. It's like an acid trip, but kind of combined with Black Mirror. And they don't, the contestants, there's no judges. The contestants rank the other, but they don't know who they are. And so all the chefs have like code names like Chef Kumquat and Chef Gherkin. I'm telling you, this.
You're not selling this well. It sounds confusing.
Oh, it's very confusing. And it's a piece of shit. And I've watched 5 episodes. I'm telling you, this is one of those shows that I think we could dissect. But any of these shows would be a great choice for your. So again, it is The Big D on USA, Swiping America on HBO Max, and Secret Chef on Hulu.
Right.
I'm curious. You'll see a poll soon.
Is that it? Is that all of them? I think.
I think that's it.
I think that's all.
YouTube
of them.
Live on July 30th.
Oh yeah, we'll do that on July 30th. I think that's it, y'all.
That's it. Let's go on. Now all we right. do it a lip. I told you this show is going to be forever.
Well, we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
and I still have more things to talk about from over the break, but I'll save some of that for B90.
What else is there?
I'll talk about it.
I don't like this. You need to tell me what's going to happen.
We'll do it on B90. It's fine. Okay, this is episode 2.
Maybe we should do Love in Paradise on B90.
Yeah, we'll talk about love. Let's do that. We'll talk about Love in Paradise.
We're already like, yeah.
Yeah. So that y'all, cuz we missed the last episode of Love in Paradise.
Yeah. It was watched.
But yeah, we'll talk about it on B90.
Yeah, because we've already gone on forever.
Yeah. All right, this is episode 2. This one's called Long Distance Medium.
Long Distance Medium.
Long Distance Medium.
It was the first, I have a feeling this season is going to be terrible with names. Because the first episode was called Far Trek, The Next Generation, which it sounds like, for DocuSweeties, it sounds like Fart Track.
It does sound like Fart Track.
like instead of Laugh Track, a Fart Track.
I started listening. I actually have to say, because I enjoy it, I'm just now, within the last couple of days, I can laugh, but I couldn't listen to any of your episodes with people because it made me laugh.
That's good.
I'm saving something else, too, because I don't have time for it. But I got a bone to pick with you about
what
being 90.
Ooh! What did I do?
I'm saving it! Y'all, it's teasing.
Give me a clue.
I forgot what it was, but I remember I was upset about it. So I'm going to remind myself of it. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I don't really care.
All right, y'all.
Okay, I'm going to...
We're back in the other way.
I'm going to start off. This is Toe, because we didn't miss it. This is Toe. This is Toe. This is, y'all, hopefully this show is going to settle into an hour format.
It's going to be a little different for us, y'all, because y'all know an hour and a half show we talk about in two parts normally. We can't do that now. So
we literally don't have the time.
So there's going to be some things that just bear with us. It's going to be a practice in us doing, we're just self-editing. So there's some things we might not talk about. But the way we thought, this is a great opportunity that if we miss something you wish we'd have talked about it, talk about it in the Patreon comments.
Yeah, good idea.
On a Supercast post like that, and we'll talk about it with you there. You've got the Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, or Twitter. So move the conversation online because we just don't have time.
Don't come at us about missing something because we've got a lot of content. So
and I think y'all understand, but I just know this is going to be, if it feels a little like we're going through things sometimes a little quicker, it's because we have to.
Yep. You can say, oh, well, that's what happens when you get deluged with content out of nowhere.
You know what? But at least it's good content. This could be happily ever after.
Oh my God. Don't.
I'm sorry.
I will say that. This season of Toe, I said this last week with Chris and Wah, this is prime nuttery and I am here for it. Botox Rapunzel is giving me everything. What? I just stare at her during these segments and go, what are you? Like, how were you made?
I do. It is. You hope something just doesn't fall off while she's talking. I will say this season of Toe reminds me of 90 Day at its best.
Yeah.
And when that is when, if you think about it, if you really think about these people, it's really sad.
Yeah.
But if you don't think about it, it's really funny.
Well,
that's the best 90 Day Fiancé.
The thing about it is, this satisfies a lot of these people. Satisfy my safety issue. I don't feel that bad about Holly because she's an asshole, and I feel like her mother's going to be there living with her.
Yeah.
So there's enough safety. I am worried about Brandan and Mary.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Again, if you don't think about it, it's really funny.
Yeah, true.
But if you think about it, it's not.
And I'm actually not worried about Kenny and Armando at all.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, let's talk about Holly and Wayne, y'all. Oh, this fucking hair. We have a lot of people, like... Last week when DocuSpeed was on, where I was like, who would have extensions that long? Who would do that? And unless you're trying to reenact some type of Rapunzel or ultra feminine.
I think she was in love with Crystal Gayle. Don't it make? She's got the whole look.
It's already covered.
But I think that's what she was in love with.
Maybe.
Also, I just want to say, maybe y'all talked about this too. Something's wrong with people's makeup choices that live in Utah.
I'm going to let you talk about this.
Because the severity and also a lot of platypus lips. Because you know what she gives me? She literally, and she does the same thing Devin does.
She's kind of like Devin's aunt. She's like Devin's older sister.
Yes. She does the same thing Devin does where Devin puts either foundation or white powder on her face to make it look whiter, or whiter, not wider, but whiter, more fair, I think. And she talks a lot about fairy tales. So I think Holly thinks she's Snow White.
Okay, but she's scootered up because she's got long hair.
But she's got long hair because she said she did love Rapunzel. But she realized she could look like, so she's Snowpunzel.
Snowpunzel.
It's not good. It's a very heavy eyeliner. And then we'll see when it gets to South Africa. I think South Africa is a bit more humid.
Yeah.
And it keeps falling down her face.
Did you notice, though? I feel like she did her mom's eyes, and mom had not a stitch of makeup on at all except for her eyes.
But she looked good. She looked like she just had normal makeup on.
I don't think she had any on, mom.
I know, but it looked kind of more natural. It didn't look so severe.
Oh, the eyes did not look natural.
I guess I just didn't. It didn't look so severe compared to her.
I guess. Y'all, she's leaving for South Africa, and she's in what I called her traveling thigh highs.
She is in her traveling thigh highs and her nighty dress.
This could not be comfortable.
No. No. No, not at all.
I screamed when I saw her traveling in those thigh highs. Come at us. That can't be comfortable, right? Like, you imagine, like, sitting in your boots.
I've never worn thigh-high boots before. You have. So.
As a costume.
Yeah.
Anyway, her mom's going with her, y'all. And as Holly, one of her great sound bites, sometimes I'm scared and I run off, and sometimes I'd stay. And I went, what the fuck are you talking about? God, this chick makes me, I just scratch my head the whole time.
But she also says, you know, they're riding the car. She's like, I don't know. I like a life that's a little spicy and dangerous. So I wrote, I can't feel sorry for you.
No, that's the thing.
She said that
she's
in the first
chosen
episode,
this.
Too. She likes, y'all, this is like a less self or a less self-aware poodle. She likes a little danger like you do.
How dare you?
But you know, but you've got mother poodle and you're going, God, Chaper, that's not safe. So you don't do it.
And I would never have hair this ratty.
No.
Holy shit. The way it's just, she just carries it around like it's a clutch. I don't think I'd have a problem if she put it up. I just don't think that would be a problem. Because you know it just gets in everything. Like, it gets in her food.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, some of our people have said it's definitely extensions. You can see where her hair goes. And I'm like,
I try not to look at it.
It's and did you see her just like picking it when she was in the car? And I was thinking, that poor Uber driver's going to have to clean up hair off the bottom of that floorboard. It's going to have to touch that woman's hair. I also said, she's like, I'm living out the fairy tale that I've always wanted. I'm going to get my prince. And I was like, actually, his teeth are canines. So you're actually got the bad, big bad wolf.
Got the big bad wolf. He's got pretty hair.
Those are incisors he's got. Those are some vampire. I think that's why I'm a little into him.
I'm not, you know, I hate Ronald so much that it's flames on the side of my face. But as soon as he said he was a man from South Africa, I'll be honest, I immediately hated him. And then the more I get to know him, I'm like, oh, I have to remember you're not Ronald.
He does have that same Brew Crew machismo that a lot of men do, but
give him the fair shake. I'm gonna give it to
me too. There's something about him that makes me think that he would choke me. So
again, you're not far off from a Holly.
So y'all, at the airport, she's sick and she's about to puke. I guess she hasn't eaten anything the whole time. She looks white as a sheet and not well, and at the meeting she's just like falling on him.
Well,
first of all,
he waited 2.5 hours for her after she landed.
Oh, really? Was it that long?
After she landed, it was 2.5 hours.
What was she doing?
She was in the bathroom vomiting.
Anyway, y'all, and she just kind of, she's so weak. She's just like folding into his body. And her face is like, kind of, she's barely like lucid. It's weird.
No, oh, yeah. It does seem like, it honestly does seem like she's on some type of like prescription drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, then he gets on her about her
dress. She sits down
her little
on
dress.
Her shoes, and her dress rides up. He's like, he said, I don't like it when men look at you and you look sexual. And I went, oh, maybe I will hate you.
That's when I went, there we go.
There we are.
Oh, please. I'm just begging to throw another on the burn pile.
Please.
Throw all the men away.
Did you know, like, when they're talking in their talking heads, and she's like, you won the wife lottery.
Oh, I hate her.
they're gonna be one of those couples that dig at each other.
Yeah. Ooh, anyway. Yeah, she is one of those that I watch, and I'm like, this is good, Matt Sharp. Good job. This is peak lunacy. All right, do you want to take TJ and Kimberly?
How do you say it? I know he goes by TJ. Tejaswi. He's hot, right?
He is hot.
I'm into him. Okay. He's 33 from Jaipur, India, and there's Kimberly who's 30.
We're going to get to Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
We're going to get to her later. But TJ, y'all, in 90 Day Fiancé, you see him in front of a microphone, and he's a voiceover actor.
Yeah.
He says he's been doing it for like 10 years.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's great. But I'm going to say this, and I say that I actually, it's still something I would want to do, and so I can admit this. Voiceover actors are a little weird, y'all.
They are.
Because you've got to, and I mean that, like, I'm a little weird in that way, that I love inhabiting a character, but it's such a full body thing. It's not weird, but I think that a voiceover actor.
You're right, you are weird.
I totally am weird. But I think you also have to have, because it's voiceover acting, like a love of
play.
Tapping into a playing your childhood self. That's not Kimberly.
No.
No.
I can't get over when he's like, there was a jackal named Dan. And I went, that's not a jackal name.
That was a jackal voice. Anyway, he's doing his voices. He's living his life. And he says, the producer said, what are your favorite voices that you do? And he shows them. And that made me think, Poodle, what are your favorite voices to do?
What do you mean?
I don't know if you're in a booth, a bedroom. I'm sure there's voices that you play with.
Well, there's Naughty Nurse. Time to take your temperature.
Wow. Wow. And then Horny Prospector.
Ooh, we've been panning out this glory hole for 3 weeks now. Want to show me where the bottom is? Go darn it. That's my favorite voice.
That's your favorite voice. Yeah. Yeah, Horny Prospector.
Actually, my favorite voice is Tracy Ullman when I tell them to go home. Go home.
Go home.
I just scream go home at them.
Well, okay, we talked about this a little. You're going to hear it. We briefly mentioned it a little bit because we did 90 Day UK, which is going to air after this. So there is a theme where, well, Poodle and I have decided that Matt Sharp is trying to change the culture of men in India with this show. It's not working, but he thinks that he's going to get men that are actually going to be up front with these American women about what their family and societal norms are.
We're trying to solve the Indian dilemma.
I feel like we think he's not doing a good job. I 100% believe he has a secret casting office in Jaipur or somewhere.
Or Mumbai.
Yeah, somewhere.
He contacts Seema. Seema from Mumbai.
He does. Seema from Mumbai.
No, Seema would go, I'm not putting up with this bullshit.
Well, because yet again, TJ,
you're so picky,
is another man who completely is just not caring, but just every time Kimberly, we'll talk about this later, but when she brings up stuff, but already he even says, he talks about living with his mom and dad, and says, my family's very traditional, but I haven't really told Kimberly too much about that.
Yeah.
We'll wait till she gets here. After we're married, it'll work out.
Put a pin in that. There's a lot of stuff that Kimberly doesn't know that's going to happen, according to TJ. They met, he said, I joined a spiritual group and sent her a friend request, and she thought I was a spammer, and I manifested. I tried manifesting because he's a devout Hindu.
Manifest. Put her picture on. Now, look, y'all, I'm all into manifest, and we're going to talk later, y'all. I've got like 1, 2, 3. I've got 4 tarot decks at home, so I'm into it. You know what? Maybe I'm going to do it next time. I'm going to bring my tarot deck, and maybe we'll pick a card every time we talk about Kimberly.
Oh, Okay.
I don't know.
We'll work on that.
I don't love
we'll
that.
We'll tinker.
I don't love that idea either.
So the interesting thing about this is he started meditating, and then she texted him the next day, and after 6 months they met in person, and she was in an Indian tourist visa, student visa for a year.
Yeah.
So they've been with each other for a year.
But we find this out later, but they lived in a different apartment. They've never lived with his family.
Right.
So that's kind of the big, because TJ says, my family expects her to be a traditional wife. And he says, again, we'll get married and then we can talk about it later.
And then we can talk about it. It's kind of like how you don't try to change your partner's, like, let's say, weird, like, eccentric eating habits. What he's saying is, I'm not going to let her know. We're going to let her just believe whatever. And then I'm going to tell her she's basically my mom's indentured servant later.
Basically.
Yeah. I think this is full on deception.
Well, again, yeah. But Rishi did that with Jen.
I think this is the most.
It seems much more.
This is more overt.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't really like this guy.
No, that's I knew he wasn't a good guy as soon as I was attracted to him. That's how I know.
Although we meet her, y'all, and I gotta say, I believe in people who are. It's not that I don't like her. There's just a part of me that makes me want to roll my eyes when she says she's clairvoyant. Miss Clairvoyant to the main stage.
Miss Claircognizant.
Claircognizant to the main stage.
Clairauditory to the back room.
And I just went, I have a feeling you lead with this in any situation you're in.
And look, yeah, I believe in all that shit too. I think there's also people that use it as a crutch or as a way to not be authentically themselves.
Yeah. Parlor trick at parties.
Yeah. I mean, I don't dis. This is what I think about Kimberly. And this is because later on when we see like her YouTube videos and all this kind of stuff, it is a different type of pain when you walk through life knowing or thinking that your mother doesn't love you.
That part.
This is the part where I said, y'all, if you think about it, it gets sad. But it makes so sense why she is focusing her life in positivity and trying to, because.
With a big guitar.
Because y'all don't realize, I know people have complicated relationship, but it is a privilege to know that your parents love you.
It is true. Or at least.
We think of it as just.
Or at least to hear them say it.
Yes. Like. We've got issues with but we know our parents love us.
It
changes. But when you walk through the world thinking, my mother doesn't give one fuck about
me. Like, my mother doesn't like me. My mother likes my siblings
more than me. That's rough.
Yeah. And I understand the positivity. What I don't understand is celebrating holidays like Bubble Wrap Day. You should be ashamed of yourself. Popping bubble wrap for no reason at all should be illegal, and it should be a jailable offense.
It's ASMR for people, though.
They're incorrect. No, that's a terrible sound. I don't like balloons. I don't like bubble wrap. I don't like it when people stomp. The little bubbles that come.
Oh,
no, I hate it all.
Oh, that's not your.
When
thing.
She was bubble wrapper. Fuck you. Fuck you and your dumb holidays.
Now, she met TJ through a dream. By the way, I love the way
my eyes are rolling out of my head.
I love the way they edited it. Like they showed like the desert and the music. It was great. They were riding dune buggies and they fell fast and free. She never saw his face. And then TJ reached out to her. I don't know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What you see, though, nothing, y'all, I don't care how clairvoyant you are, how clairfuckio you are, I don't care how calm you think you are, but if you are a woman and someone is fucking up your wedding planning, you're gonna get pissed. Or a gay man.
He does not seem bothered at all that she's bothered.
He thinks pink is pink.
It's a lack of concern. Anyway, he is building an apartment above his family.
Above his family.
So at least they're not gonna be living with his family. This is interesting. With that scene where he's talking to his family about the wedding, and the brother basically says, you know, mom's having to do everything that the bride's family would do because he's like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, he's immediately, I feel like he's the squeaky wheel in his family.
Yeah.
He's the one who, and the parents just kind of, and that's why the parents, this is a different situation for the Indian dilemma. The parents are okay with him marrying this woman.
Well, she's young.
True.
She can have babies.
This is the first younger woman.
Well, Matt Sharp realized we tried to crack this code twice with older American women. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Got to get a young one.
Yeah. No more hags.
No more hags.
I shouldn't say that. Jen and Jenny aren't hags, but I can just see some of the casting office. Stop sending us all these hags.
Yeah, I don't care if they're from Greasy.
Greasy. Jen and Rishi are all over each other's social medias.
So they're still together.
Yeah, I think so.
Good for them.
I kind of still want it for them. Am I weird?
I love Rishi and I like Jen.
I will say this.
Actually, I like Jen a lot.
They're the most compelling story for me in a long time.
I agree.
Anyway.
All right. I don't really have much more. Like, she goes bowling with her parents, and that's where we see that they're sad.
But. Did you like the mom? They're like, well, she wants her own privacy. And the mom's like, privacy? She's got her own fucking room.
Yeah, she's a room. It's fine.
You think I had that with my mother-in-law?
Never.
Anyway, and he reiterates again, once we're married, she's going to take care of everything with the house, which she has no fucking clue. But you're right. When they're bowling with the parents, it's when we find out the stepmom's been her mom, dad. There was a custody issue.
So she makes silly YouTube videos that I find annoying, but that's fine. Live your joy. Find it. Bless your heart.
Oh,
guess
fuck
what?
Fuck me.
India's going to be terrible for you. So.
And that she said they moved to Arkansas, which I immediately got sadder.
Let's talk about Kenny Armando.
We're in Mexico
Not
City.
Much,
I don't have a lot to say. Although, let me just, this is a hot take. I think Armando is being shitty. He's coming off that way.
He's coming off like there's a chip on his shoulder or something. And I understand why Kenny got upset.
Me too.
Because it's almost like Armando is a caring person. So I bet Armando probably does feel like indebted to Kenny for moving to the U.S.
But boy,
way to tell somebody.
You can't. This is something that can destroy a relationship. When Armando says, I still don't want to feel like I owe you anything. And the thing is, you can tell Armando resents that he feels that way as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I still don't think there are a lot of stakes for this.
I was very happy that last episode, in episode one, we now know why Kenny doesn't do Botox, and his skin looks amazing, y'all.
Serums.
Did you see all those serums he has?
Yes.
And he switches them out. That's the new thing they say to
do. I knew you'd be obsessed
with
this.
It's called refreshing or something like that, where you do a glycolic on one day, a retinol on another day, and then like a moisture or lactic. You like
Is this a beauty podcast?
Out. You know what? You have a fucking Broadway corner. I'll say what I want.
Ooh,
and you know what?
That's fair.
If anybody needs to listen to skincare, it's you, Miss Sun Damage.
How dare you?
If you're not using vitamin C, you're doing it wrong. Please tell me you're using the vitamin C. As much sun as
when
you
I can
get.
Remember it.
Oh, you're going to look like a leopard.
A leopard?
A leopard. Just spots all over your face. No, leopard.
Oh.
Leopard spots.
okay. You people say leper usually when...
Did lepers have spots?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lepers, like, have a disease where they're...
Well, then I should have said cheetah.
Okay.
I could understand how that's unclear.
Julio Kirsten.
I just want to say this again. Okay. One thing about Kenny Armando. Hannah is serving this life, and we all want to be Hannah.
Icon.
That kid is gorgeous. Her haircut looks cute.
Iconique.
Anyway, that's it. Kenny Armando, I don't like it when you fight.
I agree.
Fix it.
It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like mom and dad are fighting.
It does. Okay, let's talk about...
You need to comment about Julio. This is your first kind of take on him.
This man...
He's real hot.
This man could just take me to a... Just meet him at a truck stop, rest stop, and I'd never leave.
Yikes.
Just wreck me.
Okay.
That's where I'm... This man is hot.
Okay, can we talk about the segment?
And it's... Yes. I don't know how you feel about this, but actually, I like him.
Yeah.
It's
nothing is distasteful to me.
When he said DJ, I kind of rolled my eyes and thought that he'd be like a club promoter. But I don't think he is. I think he found a talent at a young age when he kind of needed something. And I actually think it's a smart move for him to go to Europe because probably... Isn't DJing and music and shit really... Like those kind of dance things really huge in Europe?
I guess so. My thing with this is, it's going to be a Pedro and Chantal thing for me, or Chantel thing for me, because I think it's going to be the family and the friends that get involved here.
This is what my question to you when I watch this, because again, I'm attracted, very attracted to Julio.
Yeah, that's why I don't
probably
know if you'll
means
be
he's terrible. Or I wrote, something is wrong in this situation, and it's either with him or it's with his mom. His family.
To me, it could be either one. I feel like it's two scenarios could happen for me with this. Because this is the kind of softball Matt Sharp throws out. And it seems like there's not high stakes right here for me. So either two things could happen. One of them has a secret.
Yes, it feels like someone has a secret.
I feel like one of them, you might be right, whether it's a family or maybe it's her.
I don't, something's off. This is
because we don't know enough about either of them.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I do want to address, by the way, y'all, this customs thing was ridiculous. They're not going to accuse a woman who looks like this of not being in the country.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a blonde white person. They would just give her a gun. That's
again,
the security person. Like, can you hold this? But I just want to say, the only thing, it seems like everything is fine. She's so on America. She's like, well, you can't speak Dutch, Julio. And I went, everyone in the Netherlands speaks English. It's not a problem.
I bet you
85 to 90% of Dutch people speak English.
Why do we live here?
Even in that small town where she is, it's like Scandinavia. Everyone in Scandinavia speaks English.
Why do you live here?
I don't know.
They're freaky deaky and tall with huge dicks.
I don't love listening to Dutch, to be honest. Not a fan of tulips.
That's what they called you in college.
Tulips.
There goes tulips, boys.
Tulips for your pleasure, boys. Four licks, actually.
Whoa.
But he does say, I'll miss my family and friends, but I think I'll have a better future there. And I wrote down, as a DJ, I need to know more.
He is also used to traveling the world, though.
Yeah, and that's... To me, that's a little bit of a red flag.
It makes... I got jealous of that, but I thought, again, it makes me think something's maybe with your home life.
Yeah.
Or your family, like you don't want to be at home.
Yeah.
Like something's rough.
And you run away, y'all. You can't run away from yourself. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough right now. I do know that it seems way too normal for your textbook toe situation.
It did remind me a little bit of, because he's a DJ as well, actually. He did remind me a little bit of Patrick.
That's what I said, yeah,
because
last week.
Patrick didn't have a great home life as well and was always traveling and same kind of thing.
Yep.
By the way, what is a porn star martini?
I don't know.
She ordered one, and I don't know what
down.
It is.
I think it might have been a specialty cocktail of that place.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a thing.
Well, now I want to know. Well, as my Aunt Karen says, it's a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me.
Let's nail down Brandan and Mary. So.
Brandary.
Brandan.
Brandan.
Brandan, because it's spelled that way. I don't know. I mean, when people keep saying Brandon, Brandan.
I combine the names. Brandary.
I don't like it. We're gone fishing with the godparents, and Mary's still asleep. So we're just putting
watching her sleep.
You know, I don't think that the godparents should stand for this. I don't think anyone in his life should let someone be this entrenched with someone.
I think it probably didn't start out this way.
Yeah.
So they didn't, again, when you're in the middle of a storm, you watch every drop of rain and don't realize you're in a hurricane.
Right.
There's that. And I think based off, it was like, they at first just wanted to radically support this kid so he didn't go on meth and kill himself.
You're right. Yeah.
That was their option.
Yeah.
And now probably they're like, maybe meth would have been better.
Or, so y'all.
Because this is fucked up.
I think it is.
This is the most. I'm going to say one.
This is fucked up.
And this is coming from being a therapist. This is probably, so professional opinion, this might be one of the top three most emotionally sick relationships I've seen.
Extremely codependent.
On any platform of 90 Day we've watched.
Yeah. It's really
y'all,
sick.
I watched every episode of Smother, Extreme Sisters, and MILF Manor.
I was going to say, this you watched MILF Manor.
I watched MILF Manor, and this is still more fucked up than all of that. Like, is this more fucked up than chewing your sister's toenail?
On some level, it is.
I think it is.
Y'all, they are, the godmother's like, we can't ever have a private conversation because Mary is always listening. This is not a way to live. It's not a way to live.
What'll be interesting when they're together is chicken or the egg. Because she seems so crazy jealous of him. And we see it in this episode with all the plane shit. But she says she quit school
right.
because of him.
And that's the one thing we've heard about her saying, I quit school. I quit dancing. I did that because he didn't want me to.
And I went, did he not? Because it doesn't seem like Brandan would give that much of an opinion.
That's the thing. We have heard that much. And what we've seen from her, we've seen so much more crazy. Moving on, y'all. He's lost jobs before. And they are building because he had to be on the phone with her. He's building a house and all the paychecks are going to Mary for the house. There's no plan B. There's no backup plan.
He has $250 in his checking account.
This is worse than two sparrows in a hurricane.
I said I can't even write it. This is.
This is.
Like two lab mice in the middle of.
Two
like,
chickadees in a microwave.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Waiting for someone to press start.
Yes. So he, and the more his parents and or godparents push, he's like, I feel like they're all they're against my goals. And they're at the airport, and Angela, great value, Winona Judd, shows up, says, I don't want you to go. At one point, I'm a little triggered by the absent parent thing because I'm like, I don't know if you really have a lot of rights right now. I know you're sober
she
now.
She kind of knows that.
Yeah.
She kind of says, I don't blame him for not listening
yeah,
for me.
And I get it, but I'd hang back. I understand where she's coming from, but and she's like, call me if you need me.
I think she, if she, that I like the thing where she said, I know we haven't been close, but you can call me for advice. I'm, you know, now that I'm sober. Yeah. I wish she had said that, not the don't go, don't go, don't go.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of she can't stop herself.
None of that matters because Mary goes fucking badonkadonk because he has to, because Brandon sits by a woman on a plane and completely, I haven't seen a freak out like this. Whenever since in 2008, when Poodle's second husband picked up another lover who was younger than Poodle.
Ooh, that was a bad year.
Bad. Oof. Can't go to that Pavilions on Vine ever again.
No, I broke every jar of pickles in that place.
That's why you can't eat a pickle to this day.
And you know what? He's walking around here with dark glasses and a cane. He'll never look at another boy again for a good reason.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's all we can legally say.
Yeah, I can't go to that part of Los Angeles anymore. But the idea of... It's amazing how quickly she flips.
Boy, yeah.
It's not... And y'all, she's saying the quiet part out loud, like, fuck you, go fuck that girl. What do you think? What leads, there's being cheated on, and there's trauma, and then there's this.
There's being cheated on.
Cheated on. Because this is not just, oh, she was cheated on. So, sorry, cheated on. This is absolute... She goes berserk. I can't explain it any other way. This is pathological.
No, it's emotional abuse.
Yes.
Full stop. This is emotional abuse.
This woman is mentally ill.
Oh, she is very mentally ill.
And so is he.
And I don't... She is mentally ill. He seems like he is just walking shell-shocked through a lifetime of PTSD.
Agree.
Which could still lead to mental illness.
And y'all, he moves, and then she's like, I liked it at one point, she's like, there's no way they can control the gender of the plane. She's like, that's fine. There's like, I'm sure there'll be a girl in the next plane. Like always.
Like always.
And then she says, I don't want to see you, I'm done. Don't come here. And I was just like, if this is the daily fight they have, I want to say to anybody who this is normal for you, these daily fights, you're not the problem.
Well, you could be if you're participating in them and instigating them.
That's true. But I'm saying if you're in the Brandan side of this.
Yeah.
I will say fighting like this is not normal. If you're trying to rationalize
that's the point. A lot of people think, well, this is normal. Relationships are dramatic, like you see on television or movies. No, that's a snippet of a relationship. They show you the most dramatic parts, but most of the time in relationships, a relationship should be pretty, not boring, but pretty even keeled with spikes.
Yeah.
Not up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down continually.
Not a Saturday night with me. A lot of upping and downing.
Wow. I think I got to go back to that plastic surgeon because I got something caught back in my throat after that one. Needs to be removed.
I think that's all I've got. I have a genuine fear of where they're going to wind up. I don't think I've felt...
And can you stop watching?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm already ready to see the next episode of them.
I'm thoroughly interested to see what's going to happen for Malibu Botox. I'm desperately to find out where Julio and Kirsten are going because I feel like there's something that's going to be thrown at us.
Yeah.
If not, the stakes are just low. Maybe it's a nice story. I doubt it on tow.
I doubt it.
Yep. Because we haven't made any... really artificial stakes yet. Because not speaking Dutch is no problem.
Ooh, I hope he starts an OnlyFans.
He can just say Stroopwafel and he's fine.
Oh, those are good.
Anyway, that's all I got.
That's all I got. Everybody, you know the deal. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find it. Hey, a shout out to, we know that there have been issues with Supercast. There were ads playing, like Supercast, they are working. It's not our end. It's totally Supercast, their fault, yeah. And they're admitted that they're working on
that.
And
we know it's frustrating for you guys.
We know it's frustrating.
And they're aware, and they're trying to work with us. We know some of you had canceled, and that's, we understand.
We understand it's frustrating.
We're trying to give you a second platform with everything. It's just, it's frustrating on our end as well.
But that is, I just want to let you know that it's not, that we're not just letting it play out. We're very active. Christine and I are emailing them like 3 to 4 times a day.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to, and they are too, being responsive. Unlike Patreon, it just says tweet me and then I don't hear anything for a week.
Yeah.
So
I know.
What do you do? So anyway, y'all, we're just letting you know. We appreciate your patience on that. Again, you can always jump onto Apple subscriptions. That's an $8 tier, but you won't be included for the Bi-Curious polls. You won't get any of the comments, commenting on the post and things like that. And you that you would get from Supercast or Patreon. But
right.
That is an option. All right, everybody. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate it. And until next time, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. Oh, where's my ukulele? Where's my big guitar? And if clink, 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 if your mother never loved you,
oh, Jesus.
Just be positive and celebrate holidays that don't make any sense at all. Call us.
Love me, Mom!